Graham, good morning.
Morning, Darren.
How's things at the Heart Foundation?
Things at the Heart Foundation are fantastic, and we've got a very big month coming up in September because we have our annual Big Heart Appeal, which incorporates the door knock.
I believe about 2,000 volunteers doing that.
Yes, look, we have, Darren, and it's fantastic the support that the Heart Foundation has because we have door knockers right around Tasmania, from Devonport to Smithton to the south of Tasmania on the west coast, the east coast, and all out there raising money for this year's theme, which is around sudden cardiac death and raising money for research so we can better understand what causes these often unfortunately, fatal situations from people having a cardiac arrest or a heart attack.
So can you just elaborate a little bit on when you collect the money, then where does it go?
Yep, sure. So the money's collected by our door knockers and then they send it to the Heart Foundation and then we apply the money to our research program. So over the last 3 years in Tasmania, from the fundraising efforts that we've had in Tasmania, we've raised nearly $1.6 million that has gone to fund researchers who are working right here in Tasmania. So, for example, this year we have 9 researchers that are working on Heart Foundation-funded projects in Tasmania.
Is that coordinated through UTAS, is it? Or?
We fund in Tasmania. Most of the research is done for the University of Tasmania because it is the only university that that we have in our state. But we can fund researchers right across all faculties. Most of the funding from the Heart Foundation in Tasmania goes to researchers who are undertaking research at the Menzies Institute. But the Heart Foundation research program is unique to the extent that we only fund the very best researchers. So it's a peer-reviewed, a national peer-reviewed program so that we put the donors' funds where it's most likely to have the greatest impact.
Hmm. And you're hoping to raise, the figure I saw, $2.5 million?
$2.5 million nationally, and we're hoping ambitiously to raise about $250,000 here in Tasmania.
Yeah.
As well as the door knock during the Big Heart Appeal, yesterday the Premier announced on behalf of the government a $50,000 donation to kick off the appeal.
Great.
And we're also appealing to the business community to make pledges to match at least that $50,000. So over and above the door knock, we hope to raise another $100,000 from the community sector and from, as I say, the generous donation from the Tasmanian government, which recognises the important role that the Heart Foundation plays in striving towards a healthy Tasmania.
Sure. Okay, so apart from dropping money in the buckets that people will be using during the collection, you can donate online as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a number, people can go to the Heart Foundation website. There's a Donate Now button that people can donate to, but also people, if they want to join the 2,000 volunteers, they can also register for the Big Heart Appeal online, and within a couple of days we'll send them a door-knocking kit and they can get out into their neighbourhood, talk to their neighbours, talk to people in their community and raise funds to reduce premature death and suffering from heart disease here in Tasmania. So if people Google Heart Foundation, it'll come up. That's the easiest way to find it,
yeah.
Darren.
Good for you, and well done to the team there, and let's hope we get that 250K plus during September.
Yeah, thank you for your support, and we really call on people on the northwest coast to join in with the rest of Tasmanians in making this a successful month for the Heart Foundation.
Keep up the good work, Graham.
Thanks, Darren. Lovely to chat to you.